This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Among the few, the very few, lamenting the end of the presidential campaign and the incessant advertising are local television stations. They made out with all that ad time they were selling. Of course, that didn't leave much time for companies to try to buy 30 seconds here and there. That has changed now, as Josh Rogers reports from the swing state of New Hampshire and New Hampshire Public Radio.
Political ad spending in the market that covers tiny New Hampshire topped $60 million this year. A good chunk of that cash went right to WMUR, the ABC television affiliate that is the only station with statewide reach. Jeff Bartlett is WMUR's general manager.
We ran more political ads during this entire year than any previous year, a little over 20,000 ads.
The presidential campaign spent big, but so did super PACs and candidates in the state's hotly contested races for governor and Congress. This drove up rates across the board.
Corporate clients, retail clients, people who need to move inventory in the fourth quarter, they're not happy about this.
New Hampshire ad man Pat Griffin says some clients moved their advertising to radio, print, or online. Others simply went dark. But Griffin himself kept busy. He also produces political ads for Republicans. An election year like 2012, he says, offered boom times for political ad makers and TV stations alike.
You're sitting there, and your biggest problem is you can't write the orders down fast enough.
But like all market bubbles, there does come a pop. Now, if you want ad time during a WMUR newscast, prime real estate prior to the election, station manager Jeff Bartlett has three words: step right up.
It'll be 70% cheaper for a while.
Bartlett says the rock bottom rates will last about a couple of weeks. Holiday advertising is, after all, just around the corner. In Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Josh Rogers for Marketplace.